Mornings and always streaming on the Civic.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The presidential campaigning focused on crucial voters in crucial states. For Donald Trump, that brought up his past comments on immigration and fertility treatments. Natalie Brand reports.
Former President Donald Trump is courting Latino voters in Florida, taking part in a Univision town hall where he was asked about repeating false claims.
Do you really believe that these people are eating the people's pets?
This was just reported. I was just saying what was reported.
In Georgia, he joined a Fox News town hall centered on women voters.
I'm the father of IVF, so I want to hear this question.
Kamala Harris appeared in Pennsylvania with Republican supporters.
At stake in this race are the democratic ideals that our founders and generations of Americans before us have fought for.
Early voting was underway in California, as Matt Bigler reports.
Voters were actually lining up to vote early. One of them was Lindley Hogan.
I'm very motivated to vote and vote early to make sure that my vote is calculated correctly.
To ensure election security, Assistant Sheriff Rich Urena says they are increasing staffing to be able to respond to any reports of voter intimidation at polling places.
And so should there be a situation, we're hoping to be on scene within 2 minutes or so.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Jose, California.
The White House says the federal government has approved nearly $2 billion for people in six states hard hit by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. But more money will be needed. Stacy Lynn reports.
While the damage is still being assessed, experts expect it to be around $50 billion. That puts them in the company of monster storms like Katrina, Sandy, and Harvey. Making those costs even more painful is that most of the damage, particularly in Helene's case, was not insured.
More than a dozen family members gathered today to call for the release of Lyle and Eric Menendez, brothers convicted in the 1989 killings of their parents.
If Lyle and Eric's case were heard today, with the understanding we now have about abuse and PTSD, there is no doubt in my mind that their sentencing would have been very different.
Dignitaries attended Ethel Kennedy's funeral today. Her grandson, Joe Kennedy III, paid tribute.
Her lessons were bountiful. Triscuits should be fried. Bacon goes with everything. If you want to get to 96, you should eat deviled eggs, fried chicken, and clam chowder for lunch every day.
The widow of Robert F. Kennedy died last week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee have ended their week-long strike. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee machinists and Molson Coors have reached a deal. Both the company and the union are expressing satisfaction with the new three-year agreement. Specific terms have not been made public. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The number of absentee ballot drop boxes has gone way down in Wisconsin from 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. While that is a steep drop, the number could be higher because there is no requirement for the state's 1,850 local election officials to report the use of drop boxes, according to Wolf. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low around 30 tonight. Sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, high low 60s. Sunny with the wind picking up for Friday, high upper 60s. A slight rain chance for Friday night in early Saturday. The weekend temps will stay mild. Currently 49 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the president of the Human Rights Campaign joins us at 10:33. J.R. Radcliffe in hour number two, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Luke Fickell Show. The Wisconsin Badgers back on the road this week. Little bus ride down to Evanston to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. Another early kick, 11 o'clock Central Time, as the Badgers looking to make it three in a row. Very, very impressive performances here in the last couple of weeks against Purdue, and then on the road against a Rutgers team, you know, known for being physical and then the toughness and... Oh, yeah, so are the Badgers. And it really just a terrific performance. Explosive plays always gets people excited, if it's media, fans, whatever. Defensive play, too. I mean, we should maybe start with that. I mean, it's a Rutgers team, Luke, that everybody knows can really run the ball well. Kyle Manungai, outstanding running back. Your guys weren't bending a whole lot.
No, they did. They did from the very get-go. They played well up front. They controlled the edges, which was a real key in the whole thing. That C-gap area that those guys had kind of really, you know, owned in a lot of ways the whole season. And that's where they've been really successful. So defensively, they did a really good job. They made some big plays as well. You know, got them to third down, played really well on third down. But a team that doesn't turn the ball over, doesn't beat themselves, you know, so turnovers are hard to come by. We did create one. And then we look at defensively, when you get a fourth down stop is a turnover. And, you know, we had two of those. One, obviously, in a really, really critical situation and time of the game. The other one was at the very end. But still, those are situations that are really big plays that are almost like a turnover with the momentum.
Yeah, that was one of those situations where, like, okay, Manungai's going to get the ball. We're going to give it to our best guy, see if your guys can be better. That was, I mean, it's a turnover and a turning point, maybe.
Oh, it is, because it's down there in that spot in that higher red zone area, where you got to make some plays, and it's kind of. If you really go back and look at it, it's a little similar to maybe what happened out here, where it's the same defensive call, the same defensive idea, the same offensive call, and it comes down to who executes. And I tell you, we did a good job. They shifted and changed on it, and our guys did a good job at executing, and it came down to, you know, mano in the hole.
Yeah, we sat here last week, and we were talking about the Wisconsin offense and how Braden Locke checks you guys into the right plays almost every time, and you sat here a week ago. I said, "Yeah, there's plays called, but it's really plays executed." That's to your point there, right? It's the old "just call a play that works," right? And your guys defensively made it work.
Sometimes it doesn't matter whether you're under center, over center, around the center, inside, outside. It you know, on paper, those things usually look pretty good and give you an opportunity to be successful on both sides of the ball. And then it comes down to, you know, who can in those situations, who can win the line of scrimmage and who can out execute the other.
They are a run team. First, they make no bones about that. They can throw it. And I want to relay a question to you. Someone had asked me earlier in the week, they didn't get any sacks. I said, no, but they got a fair amount of pressures. And you've been getting a lot of those these last few games. Sacks are great, but pressures, that's a big deal, too.
Yeah, it's important for us to make sure that, you know, guys don't get too frustrated, because that is a frustrating thing as a D lineman. And even in some of those situations where on third down, you can't quite get to the quarterback. But where we are doing a much better job is truly kind of leveraging the pocket, pressing the pocket, making some of these guys throw from inside that pocket with, you know, I don't say duress, but, you know, with guys collapsing down on them. And sometimes that's even better than a guy coming free, a guy making a sack. Like, not saying the sacks aren't good, and I understand that, but it takes a lot of discipline to really kind of press and squeeze the pocket and do what it is we're asking you to do, when sometimes it looks a lot prettier and, you know, a little bit more exciting when you get to run around the edge and take your swipes at people.
Well, you're able to get one pick, and Rico probably heard it about, you know, could have had the other one. It happens. But to get one, I think it was Hunter who deflected it, and then I feel like every game, and this even goes back to last year, Preston Zachman, who doesn't get a ton of pub from the outside, but man, on game days, it seems like we're mentioning him making some plays most of the time.
I think he was defensive player of the week this past week, and very consistent. And, you know, for even for Coach Grinch, obviously, that has the safeties who didn't get an opportunity to even see Preston in spring football because he was out the whole pretty much the entire spring. And as he came into fall camp, you know, just trying not to overdo, you know, the guy because he had been out in the spring and just – Mr. Consistent, obviously, he's made some big plays. He had the pick against USC that was a heck of a play. But he has done a really, really, really good job. And it gives us a lot of flexibility in that back end with some of the things we're able to do.
We talked last week about high school programs. And obviously, you know, Preston was here prior to your arrival. But he comes from a ridiculous high school program. I mean, they beat people like by 70 points a game or whatever. He's used to it. He knows what good looks like. And I know it's high school compared to life in the Big Ten. But as you get to know certain players too, even the guys that you didn't necessarily recruit out of high school, you tell like, man, you come from a program that maybe knows what's going on a little bit.
You can tell, but also if you really dive in, he's a heck of a wrestler too. And he might even have been, I don't know, I didn't go back. He might even have been as good a wrestler as he was a football player. Yeah. He didn't maybe have as many options for what I understand come out of high school football wise. I think we were one that came in a little bit late on him. But if I had to do it all over again, I'm sure knowing his wrestling background is as dominant of a wrestler as he was, I would have definitely been someone that I would have been excited about making a part of the program. So I think that it's kind of a twofold thing. Guys that come from programs like that understand how hard it is to be successful and what that looks like. But also when you come from that background a little bit that I think you fit in a lot of the things that we want to be able to do.
I think I remember talking to him about that last year. We know about Dylan Johnson. Dylan Jones, did he wrestle? I mean, you've had a few of them. A few guys who wrestled in high school.
You usually don't see as many athletes like the Dylan Jones and even the Preston Zachman. But, yeah, Dylan Jones was a wrestler coming from a great high school wrestling program where Kyle Snyder, who was an Olympic gold medalist just a few years ago, probably the best U.S. wrestler we've got, or one of them, coming from that school, he was going into his senior year, and his dad was saying, yes, he's going to continue to wrestle. He had a surgery on his foot and didn't end up getting to do it, but they were pretty adamant about him continuing to wrestle just because of some of the things it brings you.
I don't know if we mentioned this last year or not, but when Keanu Benton was here, he was a really good high school wrestler, kind of raw as a football player, but a high school wrestler. And to watch him during practice, he was always really chatty, great, you know, just having fun, loving playing football. And I asked him about it, and he said, have you ever wrestled? And I said, I'm too soft to do that. He said, you do what you do in that sport where it is all out, and then you get a little break, you go to the next period. He was careful to say football is, he wasn't going to say it was easy, because obviously it's not. But you go through that one-on-one on the mat, all out, you spill everything that you have. Kind of helps you in this other sport.
Yeah, I would say that sometimes wrestling practices are pretty miserable. I'm not saying that football practices aren't tough, but there's a difference in the team sport and then, you know, the individual-ish kind of sports where you're on your own. And so there is a difference in even the practices and things. Football's hard and tough, but when you're doing it with other people, when you're coming off the sideline and you've got, you know, four or five plays or six plays or whatever to kind of gather yourself and maybe be able to visit with some buddies and things like that. Just sometimes it makes it a little more enjoyable than what I can remember about some of the, you know, grind of a wrestling practice.
Well, even now I see some clips on social media of what Coach Bono and Coach Reeder are doing. Thinking, not a lot of downtime.
you got to be efficient.
Ready.
We're all trying to find the efficiency. And you know, a sport like football, there needs to be breaks because it is a 4 to 6 seconds, you know, and a majority of your time is in between those plays. And you got to be able to burst. So it's a different training, but it's also a different focus. Yeah. You know, so a lot of the football, the idea of practice is you are on for a little, then you're off for a little, because it trains you to be able to lock yourself back in. It trains you to be able to relax a little bit, you know, in between those series and be able to pick it back up. And that's not as normal as people would think. That so it's something that has to be trained.
Yeah, no, we'll shift our attention here to the offensive side of the ball. And I don't think Braden Locke was a wrestler in high school, but a pretty good quarterback. And it, again, we watch these games from a press box and fans watch him on television. He looks like someone, and not to say he lacked confidence before, because I don't think he did, But as he gains more and more experience, he looks like he's just getting more confidence and trusting not just himself, but trusting his receivers that they can go make plays for.
I think that's the key. I think that, you know, the trust of the people that are around you, whether it's, you know, your receivers, whether it's even your backs, right? I mean, there's some situations where you have to make a check. And a lot of times it's on him. And, you know, you can start to think you're Brett Favre or somebody else as that continues to grow, and you know, maybe think that you got something that's a little bit better, as opposed to, you know, sometimes hand the ball off. And so the ability for him to have confidence in knowing what he's seeing, confidence in the people that are around him, whether it's his wideouts or even handing the ball off, I think is where we're doing a good job. He's doing a good job. That whole offense doing a good job of growing.
Yeah, and Vinny Anthony with big plays. Tretch Kekahuna with a terrific catch that helped lead to another score. And we haven't even talked about Tawi Walker yet. Guys, that Braden hands the ball off to. We will do that as we continue. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. The Badgers and Northwestern coming up on Saturday down in Evanston. Later in our program tonight, we will hear from wide receiver Vinny Anthony as well. We're going to give some love to a long snapper. Young man transferring up here from Cincinnati, Kaysen Pfeiffer. He got J.J. Watt's attention, 199 to another. We'll hear about that as we continue. Back with more with Coach Fickell in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com, a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. We'll get to the players' portion here coming up in a bit. But Tawee Walker, 198, he's done some things. I know you're concerned with other things, but nerds like us, we see that he has scored 8 touchdowns over the last 3 games. The last Badger to do that was Melvin Gordon, who was pretty good.
Pretty good company.
Yeah, I mentioned that to Tawee this week, and he was like, no, that's pretty good. But, man, he also said he's feeling better. You know, he got banged up the first game, able to toss aside, as he said, the brace. And what I didn't know was that he can really move. We know how powerful a runner he is, but man, in space, he is.
And I think that's where, you know, a lot of us are recognizing that, because that's not something that we, you know, got an opportunity to see a ton of, you know, even in spring ball or fall camp. And you hope as a coach that you don't see a whole bunch of that as you compete offense versus defense. And you like to see some of those longer runs, but to see them where they kind of split open and you get a chance to actually see a guy stretch the things out. It's been really good. It's been good for all. He is continuing to earn everything that he's got. And obviously he's had some success, not just this past week, but scoring touchdowns and being really, you know, really smart. He's been really good with the football as well.
He strikes me, again, it's outside looking in, but he strikes me as an exceptionally hungry player right now. I mean, junior college, goes to Oklahoma, went through the adjustment there, as he said, coached a lot harder. Now coming up here, all the attention to detail. But he seems like, you said, he's earning everything, and just he's appreciative to have that opportunity.
He is, and that's where you just, you know, sometimes you get these guys in a one-year deal and you're just not sure, right, how everything kind of fits and works. And he's done an unbelievable job at everything, you know, not just playing ball, but how he's been able to come in here and handle the environment, how he's been able to, you know, handle the room, you know, walk in, understand maybe where his position was when he walked in the door to where it is even today. So he's done a great job of all those things. And I'm not saying it surprised me, but those are things you just don't know. And as I start to look at it, I'm surprised that anybody would have let him get away, just not just from his ability to play the game of football, but his ability to be a part of the team and really do whatever is asked.
Yeah, he said he loves it. Loves the position group, all the fellow running backs. Darian Dupree getting into the end zone for the first time. But during the game, Mark Tauscher had mentioned more than once his ability to protect the quarterback. I mean, the touchdowns are great. Certainly, hopefully many, many more in his future. But for a true freshman to come in and be able to pick up somebody blitzing, going after Braden, that got Tausch's attention right away.
Well, it's not only the willingness and the want to do those things. It's the ability to make sure they understand and are confident enough, because there's a lot of different protection stuff, and I'm sure Tausch could tell you a lot more than me. Those guys, that's usually one of the most difficult things on a young running back. It's not carrying the ball. It's not sometimes their nature, natural athleticism. It's the ability to say, hey, do you have the will and the want to protect and block? And then do you really understand it? Because if you're a step behind in protection, that puts you at a real disadvantage. And if you're a little bit hesitant, maybe in the cut of carrying the football, or I think you can make up for some things, but you can't make up for hesitation in the protection. And I've been impressed with him so far.
I'm always impressed that Mark pointed out somebody other than an offensive lineman. You know? But at the
that's
same
a rare.
Yeah, very, very rare. But it is also, though, in all seriousness, those guys are playing pretty well right now, aren't they?
Yeah, and Tausch probably understands how much maybe his backs helped him at times when they were chipping the edge and some things like that. So I'm sure he's got a little bit of a different respect for a guy in the backfield that can kind of clean up the mess at times if we make a mistake. So, but no, I think that it's obviously a progression and the ability to have more and more confidence in doing those things. But he's definitely, you know, had the attention to detail and the focus and the want to understand that, like, if you can't do it all, it's really tough to be a great back.
Some guy who's comes in, though, like every time he does, he does some positive things for you. There's this old line in sports, be a star in your role. And Cade Iacomelli is that, you know, might be one of those kind of guys. He comes in and, like, Is it safe to say at this point, you've been here a season and a half now, that with Cade, you know what you got?
Yeah, but I think there's things that he does that continue to surprise you. And even from where he was last year to where he was in the spring to where he is now, I mean, you know that you've got a great person. You know you got a guy that's going to embrace his role, obviously, once more and wants to be the guy and keeps working to do that. But he does embrace the things that that you throw at him. And he's been an incredible example. He's grown a lot, too. I know he's always had ability to run, but I think that he's kind of showing all of us all the other things that he can do. And, you know, when a guy embraces that and when he understands that, like, okay, yes, I want something maybe a little bit more, but when my opportunities come, the most important thing is that you're ready for them and you can take advantage of them. Yeah. And I'm not sure that there's anybody that's done a better job than what Cade has done.
Yeah, he's out to help lead to that last touchdown. Do you think Braden Locke is more proud of the touchdown throws or this touchdown run the other day?
Well, I don't know. I think that he was a little excited because he forgot to hand the ball to the official and make sure that, we know how we finish the play and how we do things. But it was good. I think maybe if Coach Longo would say he maybe missed one of those earlier in the game where the read was to pull and so he found that one and just happened to be on the 1 yard line where made it a little bit easier.
That's the beauty of sports, right? No matter how well a team plays and you win by a wide margin, there's always enough video to keep everybody humble.
That you have to make sure that as things progress and you do well, it's easier to point out those areas where you can get a lot better because everybody's got that good feeling.
One of these announcer cliches that I'm as guilty as the next guy, just watching your team these last couple of weeks, and even in the SC game, especially in the first half, it seems like a team is playing a little bit faster. A team is believing in itself more because it's seeing positive results. I remember talking to Braden after the SC game, and he said, look, we're close. Like, okay, that's okay. And it's turning out to sound awfully true right now. But is there something to that beyond the cliche, Luke, where like these guys are seeing the positive results of all the stuff they're putting in and listening to you guys? Like, okay, we believe now because this is what it leads to.
Yeah, it's not the easiest thing sometimes. Seeing, you got to see to believe, and that's not the ultimate way. But it's true. Like, it's not like all of a sudden their 40-yard dashes are getting faster or, you know, their power output is more or, you know, their GPS speeds have gone. You know, like, teams that play fast know the what's and the whys and have confidence in what they're doing. And that doesn't mean they don't make mistakes, but usually when they make mistakes, they make them a little bit faster. And I think that's where we've seen us in the last 4 weeks continue to grow. And, you know, it doesn't always show, you know, because maybe the second half of some of the SC and when plays or things happen. But as a whole, there's definitely a more anticipation, a little bit more of the understanding of the what's and the whys that I think has allowed our guys to play a little bit faster and more physical.
As you get ready for Northwestern, I know complimentary football, those are words that you use a lot. It seemed like they were every bit of that, especially in the second half of the Maryland game last week where they were getting some turnovers and able to capitalize on that.
Yeah, that's what they've done a really good job of. You know, I think similar in some ways, they do a great job of controlling the line of scrimmage. They do a great job from the inside out, and they've been able to capitalize. They've got older guys. They've got guys that understand what the system and what it is that they're expected and asked to do. And I think they've played really well.
It's an interesting setting. I know you were asked about it on Monday, but one thing, and you'll see this firsthand, is that Badger fans tend to show up in Evanston. You got a lot of alumni down there, of course. When you're on the road, there's a great probably component. It could be you against the world. But when you're on the road and you see a lot of red in an otherwise purple stadium, that's not a bad thing for these guys to see that support.
No, it'll be great. And our guys understand that. And I don't know how many of them they'll let in, but hopefully they find a way to maybe kind of take over some things and create a different environment, atmosphere. But that's sometimes the interesting thing about going on the road, right? You think you're all by yourself and you think it's just going to be families, and then you recognize recognize that how strong our following is and how strong our fans are. And it's not just families that are, you know, traveling to see away games. It's a lot of people that have a lot of respect and trust in these guys and are excited about them.
Final thought here, about a minute left. How do you determine when you want to do a walkthrough? At the Coliseum, you did the day before. That's not something you do every road game, though, right?
No, I think obviously the Coliseum was unique. Just I wanted to make sure guys had seen the place and the history behind it. And so when you walk in there, you know, it's game day. You don't really want guys out taking pictures and things like that. So if you have some of those situations, and obviously time can dictate things, had we wanted to go to Rutgers just to make sure they could see it last week, then we would not have had an opportunity because we had a 2-hour delay trying to get out. And so you don't always can set things up on the travel. But I'm, you know, I think I'm big on, hey, if it's something new, if it's something that, you know, you want them to be able to enjoy a little bit of, let's not have that on game day, because game day is so specific and so special that you really want that incredible road focus.
All right. We will take a break. When we continue, we'll check in with wide receiver Vinny Anthony, putting up some pretty impressive numbers here in recent weeks. We'll check in with the junior out of Louisville, Kentucky, as we continue with the Luke Fickell Show presented by Zimmer Fish Hatchery Road. Back after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now, if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers.
It's the players' portion of the Luke Fickell Radio Show. In a few minutes, we'll give a little love to the long snapper, Cason Pfeiffer, the sixth-year senior transfer out of Cincinnati. Right now, though, we'll visit with Vinny Anthony, the junior from Louisville, Kentucky, who is starting to emerge here in recent games. Had the long touchdown reception, the 63-yarder in the game a few weeks ago against USC. He's had more big hits in the passing game. Matter of fact, in the Purdue and Rutgers games, he has four catches, but good for 147 yards. For the season, he is averaging 26 yards per reception and a couple of touchdowns, and obviously a few other occasions where he has set up scores for the Wisconsin Badgers. The former track star in his high school days, we're seeing some of that speed on the football field as well. And things are coming around for Vinny, and Vinny will tell you that things are coming around for this offense in general as it's really starting to find itself.
It's definitely clicking is what I was saying. You can see the plays being made all over the field and from different players too, and it makes it hard for a defense to guard everybody.
Oh, people are getting an idea now. They've had glimpses of it, but they're seeing that speed, that state champion, state championship speed that you had in your high school days. So you have some. Yeah, that's always been a big part of your game, though, right? Mm-hmm. On the football field.
Yeah, I feel like that's always been, even through high school, middle school. I've always been like a faster guy, and I just try to use that to, you know, make a difference in the game. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you have this opportunity with guys like Trechkat Kahuna, and then obviously there's Will Pauling and others, there is a lot of talent in there, and fans are really starting to recognize that. But I would imagine the confidence never wavered with you guys, did it?
We know what we're all like. We know everybody's potential, and we can see it in practice and throughout the whole offseason, fall camp, all that. So we know what we can do, and we weren't surprised when we all make the play, so.
I said at the beginning, new season, new number from 86 to 8. Yeah. What went into that?
Well, I originally was number 22 when I first came here. Then they gave me 86 because I was a gunner my freshman year. And then the opportunity for 8 came up, and I was like, why not? Just switch my number. And there was no, like, big, like, story behind it. It was just... You know, just something that
fresh year, fresh number. That's good. Yeah. I hinted at the high school days. I mean, obviously, state champ. That's a love for you too, right? Football, obviously, of course, but track as well. Those were fun days, weren't they?
Yeah, they were definitely fun. I did it from middle school all the way up until high school. I mean, I did hurdles throughout all high school. Did some high jump. Did a little triple jump and some relays. So. Yeah, it was definitely fun days.
Speaking of relays, if you're putting together a relay team, who are the other three guys with you?
What relay?
Whatever you want. If you want to be 4x100 or whatever you, what are you looking for?
4x1. I'll say RJ Delancey's on there. Quincy's definitely on there. And Will's definitely on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll say those three. Yeah, I'll say Will start. Q on the back end. Like, I would run 3 and RJ would run 2.
Oh, okay. So he's the anchor.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely a top 8, yeah, for sure.
That's a guy, again, fans, he battled through some stuff, a little banged up, getting back out there. But he is, I think people might go, really?
Mm-hmm.
But he can motor a little bit.
Go. Yeah, I think he might be the fastest on the team, actually. Yeah.
Good to know. Uh-huh. So you're able to show that. I mentioned it on the, on the long touchdown plays. But out at SC, you know, I would imagine being a kick return guy, there's a certain amount of frustration because there are so many touchbacks. Mm-hmm. But they had a penalty. They're kicking off of their own 20. Uh-huh. Take us through that. That's a big-time return that you had in that game.
It was a setup call, and it just happened to be the right time to run it and call it. And it was just wide open. And I just tried to get to the end zone, and he just barely got my shoulder pad. But, you know, I'll hopefully get another one. So
Big time.
It was definitely fun.
Well, looking back at you, as fans get to know guys on this team, I know you were on a roll every year, right in high school, your academic all Big Ten here. I mean, there's a lot that goes into college athletics, obviously being a college football player, but that academic part seems like that's a serious matter for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always been hammered in my brain since I was a kid. Always make sure school first, athletics second, and that's just what my parents taught me, and that's just how I've always went about it.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's, we've had a lot of guys through here who've been like that. Uh-huh. So they're very much serious on the academic side. So take us, you know, with this team right now, it seems like things are starting to mesh year two with this new staff. And it was a previous staff that recruited you here. But is it all kind of making sense now what these guys want, how they want it done, where you can relay that to the new guys on the team? Is things starting to settle in, you think, just on the process of going about things?
Yes, I'll say the way the locker room is set and the people that are here is definitely like how they want it to be. And I like the way that they want it to be. I feel like it's a chance for us to really boost the program and make it bigger and better than it was before, you know what I'm saying? So, and I think we just have an opportunity to really, against the teams we're playing, you know, like we have a whole bunch of top 10 teams this year. And we just have the opportunity to build off of the last game that you saw. And I hope we just continue to build that. And obviously that helps recruiting too, so. We win those games, we get better people here, and it just boosts the whole UW.
I was telling we were talking with Coach Fickell about that very thing with recruiting, because you were a part of it. Obviously, when you're making your decision, every home game, there's a lot of prospects who come here. When you see the big crowds and the atmosphere and the jump around, I don't know how much of that you can take in, but I'll ask you that. Like when you're coming out of the tunnel before the game, when there's a jump around, when things are in a good spot, can you let yourself just kind of look around and take it all in a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I say the best like feelings are coming out of the tunnel, like when the game starts, like when we're first coming out, because you just like before we go in, it's not as packed, it's not as like loud, and then once we come out, everybody's there, and it's just like it's just a big crowd, and it's such a cool feeling. Definitely the first time I did, I was like, oh my god, like, this is so cool. And I say the jump around, definitely when we're like winning and in a good position, it's definitely like a great feeling. You know, everybody on the sideline jumping and having a good time. Yeah. This is what it's supposed to be.
That's Badgers junior wide receiver Vinny Anthony. Stay with us. We'll talk with the long snapper, Kaysen Pfeiffer, coming up as the Luke Fickell Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, Wisconsin men's basketball tips off the 24-25 season November 4th with new names and new conference opponents. Whether you're looking for season tickets, five-game packages, or single-game options, we've got something to fit your schedule. Now's the time to secure your seats for an exciting season of Badger men's basketball. For more information and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Our players portion of the Luke Fickell Show continues. We thank Vinny Anthony for joining us. Now we turn our attention to a player who is part of a position that never gets much discussion unless something goes wrong. I'm talking about the long snapper,
Kaysen Pfeiffer, sixth-year senior out of Columbus, Ohio. His college career took him to Cincinnati initially and had a very good career there, part of that playoff team 3 years ago, a Sugar Bowl team in the COVID year. But now he finishes up his college career in the Big Ten Conference with the Wisconsin Badgers. He wears number 99. And I say that because there was another 99 a few weeks ago who took notice. He always watches guys who wear number 99 with the Wisconsin Badgers. It led to a pretty interesting and actually humorous exchange, as Kaysen tells us about how he sent a jersey to J.J. Watt.
Yeah, so kind of a funny story, but somehow made like a tweet about me. Someone reached out to him on Twitter and asked if he had a preference on someone wearing his old number, and he said, well, there is a long snapper at Wisconsin wearing 99, and mentioned my name and said he'll be watching the snaps closely, so kind of had fun with it. And then our media team got reached out by CBS because he signed a deal with them and said, hey, we got a jersey we want you to sign, and we want to present it to J.J. Watt. So really, it was funny. They called me. I came in and did that and didn't know how it would go, but obviously saw it on TV, so it was pretty cool to connect with him.
Yeah, hopefully you get to meet him face-to-face. He's a pretty good dude. Obviously a pretty fair football player. But
yeah, not too bad. I definitely gave him his props on the 99. It's funny, I wore it in high school and kind of just didn't realize it coming here that it was obviously his number, and surprised it's not retired. But.
Yeah, well, we got it. Let him know. Maybe he already does now, but you were pretty good at sacking quarterbacks in high school.
Yeah, I was a D-line guy. I mean, I wouldn't give myself too much props for second team All-Ohio, so I had fun with it for sure, but definitely not as big, fast, and strong.
Well, he was pretty much a one-star or a no-star recruit before his college career, and then it obviously got a little bit better. So you played D-line. You're also a tight end, right?
Correct. Instead,
so when did it occur to you that, like, okay, long snapping, this is something I could really do for a long time at high levels?
Sure. So I always kind of picked it up and did it on the side from middle school on, but never really focused on it. And then I had some kickers that went Division I. One's at North Dakota State right now. So he went to camps and went out there, didn't realize that long snappers literally just do that for a living in high school, and guys were training. And I hung in there, but then really started working with the kicking guy, kicking, punting, long snapping, and learned the instruction and the details to it, and found that would be my best opportunity to play Division I football and get a scholarship.
There are details to it, right? Most of us who've never done that, we don't know. I mean, I guess the compliment is when people don't know who the snapper is, but we're going to break that rule here because you've been really good at it. But walk us through that, just what that process is like for you, getting the confidence, what's a good time. Baseball is a pop time. Catcher to the covering second baseman, what's a pop time for you getting it back to the punter?
Yeah, for sure. So I think anything in the .7s, I would say realistically from 15 yards on a punt snap. We do mile per hour, so, 33, 34, 35 mile an hour, but we want to get it off in 2 seconds from the punt, from the snap to when he hits it. And then on field goals, we're just working on putting it in the right spot at the right time and having perfect laces so the holder's catching it up and helps the operation with the field goals as well. So it's really, going to camps, I learned a ton and got to work with a ton of great guys. But now it's kind of just like riding the bike, picking up a little bit of things. But you know what to do. It's a routine and kind of just let it loose and have fun with it. So finding ways to stay consistent, but also having the snap speed for sure. And then, like you said, being a long snapper, you try to go unnoticed because, like, usually they only mention you when you mess up, to be honest. But, like, I try to have fun with it, running downfield, trying to make a play or make something happen. So.
Yeah, speaking of which, in the last home game, you made a pretty nice play on a muffed punt, but being able to bust down there and pounce on it, that would be a pretty good moment.
Yeah, it was definitely great. Obviously, that guy was struggling probably from the sun and ran down there. We kind of mentioned it, thought he was maybe going to bobble the first one and then got a chance to jump on it, so. So, yeah, that's the exciting part of being a long snapper.
Do you have any of those Cincinnati?
No, that's my first one in 6 years, so it's crazy. I've had some tackles and things of that nature, but never got to recover a punt.
Take us through the transition for you from UC. Obviously, a really good program down there. What happened 3 years ago was magical, but been program was good before and after that. But your process of going from UC to coming up here to Wisconsin?
Yeah, I love Cincinnati. I was lucky to get the opportunity to go there. It was only two hours from my hometown. So, getting an opportunity to walk on there, I redshirted, sat behind a senior, learned a ton, and then won the job my second year. So that was COVID year. And I obviously got to play in some cool games under this same staff, Coach Fickle, and all the strength staff. So that was the most appealing part for me to come here and get an opportunity. I didn't know much about Wisconsin, but I knew the scheme, knew how everything was ran, and it's a lot of great guys and a lot of great people overall. So definitely Cincinnati and Wisconsin are a little different and campus-wise and stuff, but I love things about both of them, and I'm happy to be here.
I was asking Jake Renfro, among others, this. Obviously, there was Pauling and other guys who came here from Cincinnati. As people here get to know Coach Fickell, be it guys in the locker room who are other newcomers, freshmen coming in, how would you describe, what's the best way to describe him? And Brady Collins, too, and those guys in the strength staff, because a lot of people are still kind of in that get-to-know-you stage with those guys. How would you describe them?
Sure. I think they're definitely personable and fun guys to be around. I mean, it's more like a family-like environment. I mean, obviously, when you're in the facility and you're getting ready for practice, it's a lot of hands-on, and they're tough on you. You know, they say it how it is, but tough, nasty, and discipline is kind of their approach in everything. And that's the biggest focus for us coming into some of these tough games. You know, Coach Fickell's always harping on getting to the fourth quarter and finding ways to grind it out, because none of these games are going to be easy, especially with the Big Ten Conference, and it's tough. But we have fun in the weight room. Coach Brady does a great job, you know, making us bigger, faster, and stronger. And we also got a great nutritionist staff. So with the eating and all that, I think it's helped tremendously.
Brady Collins strikes me as somebody with no off switch. Right, it's always high octane all the time.
He's go, go,
right?
Go for sure, and he's an energetic guy and hilarious. He loves getting all the music going in the weight room and on the field for the guys and playing the new stuff that people enjoy, so he has fun with it.
You obviously had a great experience at Cincinnati, as you said. Has there always been a part of you, though? I think if there's a Big Ten opportunity, if the situation is right, is it been growing up in Columbus as you did? Was that a part of it, too, just being a part of the Big Ten Conference?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely was appealing to me. I mean, growing up in Columbus, Ohio, obviously watching Ohio State, my parents went there, but not a big fan of them anymore. But, you know, that big time ball and getting the opportunity, I've just been lucky to have some great specialists around me and got the job done, stayed consistent, stayed the course. And, an opening really just opened up here, Peter Bowden leaving. Mm-hmm. So they had a guy that they needed and got reached out to, came and visited, and loved it.
It's a heck of an operation. You mentioned when you get it started with what you do with snapping, but when you got Atticus Bertrams and Gavin Myers, if need be, and obviously he holds for you, Nathaniel Vakos, those are guys that you get it back there, those guys can take care of business. It's a comforting thought, isn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt. Atticus has been doing a great job. It's been fun to see him progress, and special teams has been a big factor in general, but Gavin Myers, he's a great holder, one of the best I've had, and then Nathaniel Vaco has been knocking him through. So we talk about, you know, winning in all three phases and playing complementary football, and special teams I think has been a big factor for field position and scoring points. So that's going to matter in these upcoming games as well.
Give fans an idea, because you guys make it look automatic, everything, and it just doesn't happen that way. What's a typical practice week like for you guys in terms of just the repetitions, you snapping and just going through that operation?
Sure. So, I mean, a lot of it goes unnoticed because we'll really do a couple reps live in practice, and that's normally the first period. So we had punt today on Tuesday. It's usually field goal on Wednesday, but we'll do a little of both. But basically you're going out before practice to get prepped and all the scenarios that you're going to face, and then we'll do some stuff in here in the indoor while those guys are outside. But really, that's how it is on the specialists. I mean, it's really probably 90% mental. I mean, everyone knows what to do, and we repetition, but you just got to go out and do it when your number's called. You got to be money. So we got a confident group and a lot of skill and talent, so just kind of feed off each other and have fun with it.
And a final thought, as we sit down here, we just still a lot of season left, but has being a part of all of this been what you had hoped here so far?
Oh, it's been everything and more. I live in a 12-person house across the street. Wasn't really expecting that as a 6-year grad transfer, but that helped me meet a lot of guys, and I love every second of it. So much stuff to do in Madison. It's a great, beautiful city. And the guys couldn't be better to me, so I'm definitely thankful to be here, no doubt.
That's Badgers long snapper Kaysen Pfeiffer. Stay with us. We'll check out the Big Ten schedule this coming weekend. Who knows what's in store in this wild season of college football. Back in a couple of minutes as the Luke Fickell Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Oh,
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh yeah,
17
that's
years
definitely,
ago.
Definitely 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Friday night game this week is in West Lafayette. The Purdue Boilermakers at home against Oregon. The early window games beyond the Badgers and the Cats on Saturday. Nebraska is at Indiana. Very intriguing game there. UCLA makes the trip cross-country to take on Rutgers. 2:30 game, Illinois, Brett Bielema's group hosting the Michigan Wolverines. 3 o'clock kick central, USC is at Maryland. And the Saturday night game will be Iowa at Michigan State. Badgers and Northwestern coming up on Saturday morning. Our coverage starts at 9 a.m. Mike Keller gets us through the first hour of our pregame coverage. Then Tausch and I take over at 10. Kick time from Martin Stadium. It's Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium, by the way, the temporary home of the Wildcats. Kickoff set for 11 o'clock Central Time on a day that promises, so the weather folks tell us, to be an absolutely gorgeous day, nearly 70 degrees and a light wind, not off the lake. They tell us from the south-southwest. Hopefully that will actually come true on Saturday. We'll talk to you Saturday from Evanston for the Badgers and the Wildcats on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95.